Well, I can tell you that, okay, this is not our idea as such. You know, we took it from the DSTV theaters, and definitely from there, that's when we realized that, okay, we can do this on radio. And this is one great program that would help people to activate their morals and also check on the diseases that are around, checking on the HIV/AIDS. It can also help because while we were watching it, on from the TV, before we could take it on radio, we felt like, all right, people don't know the base of where does the STIs come from or HIV/AIDS comes from. They come from cheating, you know. And then that's where we felt like, all right, this would also be a great program that would come on the radio and definitely teach people that they should behave themselves morally and also not to cheat on their partners.
Would you explain how the radio station goes about investigating the alleged cheater?
How do they do it?
Yes.
All right. First, obviously, we'll have the complainant. It can be a he or it can be a male or female. And then from there, there's a form that they have to go through. Actually, we'd go for interview. We'd interview the person who came as a complainant. And then from there, we'd go for counseling. From the counseling, if that person agrees on everything, all the terms will give the particular complainant the form that we call an indemnity form, and we're going to send it with all the information and all the information that he or she wanted us to go through and start investigating the partner, and the partner will be investigated for almost like the maximum is 3 weeks, or it can be 4. Sometimes it goes even beyond that, but then usually the normal duration, it is 3 weeks. And then it will be sent to the studio, and then we'll go on air with the program, and we'll interview the partner, the complainant, and from the complainant. The complainant obviously wouldn't know that we're also having other couples who are actually cheating with that particular complainant.
The person being investigated has no idea that he or she is going to be a subject of a radio program, is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, this brings up some questions, of course, about privacy. I understand that there's been some angry reaction to this program.
It's a whole lot of people that become angry because of privacy and never understood that, all right, if your partner, a person that you're married to, somebody that you've stayed with for more than 3 years, as we check on the South African Constitution says, if you've been staying with a person for more than 3 months, legally, that particular person can be your wife, you know, and also can be your husband, you know. And then one partner has a right to you and then to invade your privacy in anyhow, you know. So we would have been given a go-ahead from the other partner that we used to can go ahead and investigate.
This sounds a lot like revenge as well. I know you say the motive is to educate people about AIDS, but what about those who may say you're doing this for publicity, and it's also a matter of revenge? Is that the best way to solve this?
Yeah.
Why not go to the person and not go on the air with this information?
Well, we get a lot of those cases where we have to, well, we sit down with those people and definitely and show them that, all right, there's no need for you to for revenge. It's either you go on with the relationship or you break up, because in any way, for revenge sake, I mean, that would be too much. You don't want to sort your matters. You just want to spite that particular person. But then here, we're not gonna help you to spite that person or do anything. Maybe like there are those again who want us to investigate for sake of they want to divorce. You know, so like we don't do that at all. We just only do this for sake of right. You have to sort your matters straight. You have to stop being unfaithful for a partner, you see.
Are most of the people you investigate men?
Well, I'd say 60% is men.
When it comes to HIV/AIDS, women often do not have the power to control or have a say in a sexual relationship. And so this would appear to be, this investigation or these types of investigations, a direct challenge to a male-dominated society.
Well, I'd like to agree on that one. It dominates with men. It is a challenge, a big challenge to men, and it can prove that most of the time men are the ones who cause most of the wrongs for the women, hence why they bring even diseases into their family.
How do you know that such tactics, which may be described as scare tactics, are actually having an impact on the HIV/AIDS epidemic in your country?
Because of the base, it is where everything starts. You know, being unfaithful to your partner and then going around, sleeping around with somebody who's not your actual partner. And then from there, that's where everything starts to be wrong. You should stop being unfaithful and definitely concentrate to your partner. There are possibilities that you may not get the